Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion 3:7. In the previous Mishnah, the last thing we said was this all-important principle that during the three festivals, all the Jews were intended to have a sense of being one, being together, ke'ish echad chaverim, friends one with the other, and therefore we held in abeyance the halacha that an Am Haaretz, meaning most of the Jewish people, have a status of being tamei rabbinically. So we said that during the regel we rely on everything being tahor. However, once the festival is over, so then now everything snaps back. So retroactively, all of the stuff that is susceptible to tumah that had been touched during the festival by the Am Haaretz, although during the regel we treated it as tahor, now we retroactively say, oh no, it's all tamei, it needs to be dealt with accordingly. So our Mishnah wants to ask a question: what happens if during the festival there was a chaver, he opened up his barrel of wine to sell wine, and Am Haaretz helped themselves to the wine, you know, taking out cups full for themselves, which is how they did it back then. And since they're tameim, right, during the festival, everything is tahor, but once the festival ends, now retroactively we'd say that the barrel ostensibly should be tummy, and that'll be the din. But it's actually, there's a small machlokas here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ha-poseach es chaviso, if a person, a merchant, who's a chaver, keeping things tahor, opens up his barrel for people to help themselves to cups of wine, ba-maschil be'isaso, or if a person began, like, you know, a big loaf of bread where people were taking, you know, little pieces off or whatever it is, from the dough, and again, they're Am Haaretz, so they're now retroactively going to have potentially been contaminated, this loaf of bread. Al gav haregel, if it happened during the regel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yigmor. Even al gav haregel means because of the, for the sake of the festival. Literally on the back of the festival. It means that he opened it during the festival so people should have food and drink. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yigmor. Rabbi Yehuda says, even once the festival is over, there's a special dispensation and we do not say that his wine or bread, etc., is tamei retroactively. The chacham omrim lo yigmor. The chacham say, no, he can't just continue on business as usual. As a chaver, he's not allowed to sell things that he thinks may be tamei. This is ostensibly now tamei, at least rabbinically, retroactively. Therefore, he may not continue to sell his wine or his bread. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda permits it is not because he disagrees with the principle that there's a sort of retroactive snapback of the status of the Am Haaretz, but rather that in the particular scenario we have in our Mishnah, if we would tell this merchant, you know, be warned, this time tomorrow he'll have to throw this all away, then he'll resist opening up a new barrel of wine or a new loaf of bread, lest he have to, you know, incur a loss. And Rabbi Yehuda wants to ensure there's plenty of food and drink for everyone during the regel, because part of the experience that Chazal wanted to engender in Yerushalayim is the sense of not just brotherhood but also of plenty, and that includes certainly food and drink, that the shvakim, the marketplace, should be full of produce and so on. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda says we want people to have plenty of food and drink, we don't want people to withhold opening up new bottles of, you know, barrels of wine, etc., and therefore we have a special dispensation. But that means even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that, let's say for example, the merchant didn't open a new barrel, but anyways some Am Haaretz touched it, so he would also agree that now retroactively it's tummy. It's just we're giving a special leniency so he won't resist opening the barrels, and that which he did open will still be tahor. The halacha is like the chacham, however, so the rule is across the board. There's a total snapback and everything is assumed to be tummy retroactively. And therefore, continues the Mishnah, Misha'avah haregel, once the festival is over, hayu ma'avirin al taharas hazara. They would carry out a purification of the temple courtyard, the Azara. Now, don't mean the actual courtyard itself. That's impervious to Tumah. It's the ground or attached to the ground, and therefore not susceptible to Tumah. However, the utensils, the kalim, and everything, you know, that's susceptible to Tumah inside of the Azara, those things we assume are tameh, and therefore have to be brought to the mikvah to become tahor. Now, if Avar HaRegel B'Yom Shishi, however, says the Mishnah, if the festival ends on a Yom Shishi, a Friday, meaning Thursday night is the end of the festival. So now, like, you know, the whole of Friday day is a day that's one day between the end of the festival and the beginning of Shabbos. Lohayu ma'avirin, they did not carry out the cleansing, the purification of the contents of the Azara, b'pnei kavod Shabbos, because you're concerned for the honor of Shabbos, since the Kohanim have to now take time to get things ready for Shabbos, and if we have them working so hard, taking everything to the mikvah, etc., all those kelim, that will cut into their Shabbos preparation time, and that will make their Shabbos, you know what it could be, that will diminish from the kavod of Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos, and therefore we push things off and don't do a purification of the Azara till after Shabbos. We certainly cannot do it on Shabbos, because there's a din d'rabbanan, we said it before, that you cannot immerse utensils that are tummy on Shabbos in the mikvah. That's like resembling tikkun mana, fixing kelim, like makabah patish, the final hammer bo malacha. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo b'yom chamishi, he holds not only do we not carry out the purification of the contents of the Azara if there's just one day interceding, but even if there are 2 days, meaning the last day of the Yom Tov was the Wednesday night, so you have all of Thursday and all of Friday, still you don't do it, you don't take the time then to carry out the purification. She'ein ha-kohanim panuyim, because the Kohanim are not available. Why they're not available? Because all of Thursday, that first day after the Yom Tov, they have to spend time cleaning out the temple from all the ashes, the large mound, known as the tapuach, the big apple that's sitting on top of the mizbeach, the altar, that's from all of the ashes of all the various offerings that are brought by all of Klal Yisrael. During the Yom Tov, we don't clear the ashes out, we don't do any removal of the ashes, because we want there to give the impression that the mizbeach has been active and full and so many korbanos have been brought. But after the regel is over, now we have this enormous mound of ashes to clean away. Of course, they're doing it by hand. We're talking, you know, temple period, and therefore it's a lot of work to drag all those ashes out by hand in buckets, etc., and therefore the Kohanim are busy and have no time to put everything else in the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have in such a scenario Thursday for cleaning out the Azara but not purifying it, Friday for getting ready for Shabbos for the Kohanim, Shabbos is Shabbos, and then on Yom Rishon, Sunday, would be time now to bring all the utensils to the mikvah. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Chachamim, which means that as long as you have, if you have 2 days, then you would spend that first day not only removing the ashes, but also purifying the Azar and its contents. I'm just speaking it out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter when in the week Yom Tov falls. The first day after Yom Tov is over, then you wouldn't be purifying. You'd spend your time cleaning out the ashes. It's just the second day where you're purifying, just the set up the mission as we have it running into Shabbos. But in any case, halacha is like the Chachamim, that if we have more than one day and it's not Erev Shabbos, we'll do on the same day the removal of ashes and the bringing of all the kelim to the mikvah.